I understand you said today that there's been a few in Valley City. I don't know if you have a number of catalytic converters that have been stolen off of vehicles in Valley City to date to count, but if you do, if you could share that with us.
Nothing specific numbers, but there has been several different types of catalytic converters that have been stolen from underneath cars, whether they're parked at dealerships or other places in parking lots. And people have taken advantage of those vehicles and stolen the catalytic converters.
When did this start happening? A year ago, a month ago, 6 months ago? When, do you have a kind of a time frame as to when this started to kind of elevate?
For us, it's been about the last year. The catalytic converters contain precious metals that are highly recyclable and very valuable. So like anything else, if there's something of value, people will eventually start stealing it.
Let's talk about the incentive program that the Fargo Police Department implemented. Now the Valley City Police Department has implemented it to maybe slow or curb back the theft of catalytic converters.
We've tagged along with Fargo PD. They went around to the different dealerships and different places just asking them for help. And so we went around to the three new vehicle manufacturers, Miller Motors, Stout Ross Ford, and Pucklett Chevrolet, and asked them if they would also be a part of this program where basically for free, you schedule an appointment, you can bring your car, your vehicle, whatever type of vehicle you have in, and they will mark your catalytic converter, which will then signal to a recycler that if this catalytic converter is marked, that they shouldn't accept it for recycling unless there's a show that person owns that piece of equipment.